Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time featuring the music of Hector Berlioz. In a new recording of his Romeo and Juliet, along with his overtures to King Lear and Beatrice and Benedict, all featuring the Orchestre National de Lyon, along with choruses and soloists under the direction of Leonard Slatkin. The music that started this podcast was the very beginning of Romeo and Juliet, and here is how it continues. Hector Berlioz was a French composer who was born in La Côte-Saint-André, a small town in the French Alps, in 1803, and died 65 years later in Paris. In addition to being a composer, he was also a conductor, music critic, and teacher, and if his memoirs are to be believed, he lived a life of over-the-top passions, opinions, and general tumult. He also left behind several books worth of wonderfully entertaining writings. He once wrote in a letter, "Time is a great teacher, but unfortunately it kills all its students." When not preoccupied with such fatalistic pronouncements, he could also write music filled with exuberance and joy, like this fete from Romeo and Juliet. Berlioz's enthusiasm for Shakespeare was undoubtedly fueled by his unfortunate infatuation with the Irish-born actress Harriet Smithson, who became his wife. Their marriage was not a happy one. Berlioz had seen her first as Ophelia in Hamlet, followed by Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. As Ophelia, she impressed Parisian audiences in particular by her portrayal of Ophelia's madness. Perhaps marrying someone who is especially good at portraying crazy people is not such a great idea. Either way, she helped introduce Berlioz to the works of Shakespeare, which gave rise to some of his finest works, including Romeo and Juliet. From Romeo and Juliet, here is Premier Transport with mezzo-soprano Marion Lebege. Over a period of more than 30 years, Berlioz wrote orchestral and stage works based on The Tempest, King Lear, Much Ado About Nothing, and Hamlet, but of all his Shakespeare-inspired works, Romeo and Juliet, which he first planned in 1828 but didn't complete until a decade later, is certainly the masterpiece. For Romeo and Juliet, Berlioz created a new kind of form, sort of a super symphony that uses elements of the symphony, opera, and oratorio. The musical center of this work, at least for me, is the Scène d'amour, or love scene, for which Berlioz wrote some of his most gorgeous and sensual music. This is how it begins. The American diarist and lawyer George Templeton Strong was a contemporary of Berlioz. In one of his diaries of the time, he wrote, "The overture to King Lear is mere rubbish and rot. Shakespeare overtures by galvanized anthropoid Parisians are becoming a nuisance." I think history has decided otherwise, but here's a bit of the overture to King Lear so you can decide for yourself. In addition to being a composer and master of orchestration, Hector Berlioz was one of the first great conductors. Luckily for us, he wrote a book about both titled Modern Instrumentation and Orchestration. In one section of this book, he talks about the art of conducting and makes this comment. "The orchestra should feel that the conductor feels, comprehends, and is moved. His inward fire warms them. His electric glow electrifies them, his force of impulse excites them, as he throws around him vital irradiations of musical art." I love the romantic excess of Berlioz's writings. And, well, there's no way of knowing for sure, but I suspect Monsieur Berlioz would have mightily approved of Monsieur Slatkin's work had he had the chance to see him. Here is the beginning of the overture to Beatrice and Benedict, by Berlioz, with Monsieur Slatkin at the helm.
Thank you.
You have been listening to music by Hector Berlioz, from his Romeo and Juliet as well as his overtures to King Lear and Beatrice and Benedict, all performed by the Orchestre National de Lyon, along with soloists and choir, all conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Small wonder it sounds so good. All from a new Naxos album titled Romeo and Juliet, catalog number 8.573449-50. To go out, here is the very end of the overture to Beatrice and Benedict. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.